top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, March 17, 2017, this St. Patrick's Day. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And your calls are welcome. As I said yesterday, this is a listener-supported network. Your charitable contributions are greatly appreciated. So go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button. There's a lot happening behind the scenes. Your help is greatly appreciated. So thank you for that. Speaking of what I mentioned in the last segment of the first hour, information age, information knowledge, this has been referred to as the information age broadly. And but information, I would argue, is not synonymous with knowledge. Thus, could the information age arguably be referred to as the social engineering via propaganda, aka public relations, aka mass psychology age? Getting back to what I was talking about in the first hour. And so I lament, alas, would that we in America aspired to a knowledge age, a la Hosea 4:6. Again, in Proverbs chapter 7, you see the sentiment expressed, say to wisdom, you are my sister, call understanding your intimate friend. And you treat relationships, in my understanding, those kinds of relationships with much greater care than you do a thing possessed. So it's not just a thing to get. It's much more important than that. But speaking of knowledge, a couple of passages I mentioned, Hosea 4:6, for example, and we've discussed that passage many times on this broadcast. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, perish. My people perish for lack of knowledge, depending on your translation, because you've rejected knowledge. God says, I will reject you from being my priest in this case. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then another provocative passage along those same lines, Jesus himself in John 8:31 and 32 said to the Jews who had believed in him, who's a Jew? Well, read what Paul wrote in Romans 2 and 9, Romans chapter 2 and chapter 9, that is. But Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, it's a conditional statement, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Aha. This is interesting, very provocative. Going to Webster's 1828, perhaps, to define terms, because it's always important to define terms, right? Knowledge, according to Webster's 1828, a clear definition one, a clear and certain perception of that which exists, or of truth and fact. The perception of the connection and agreement or disagreement and repugnancy of our ideas. We can have no knowledge of that which does exist, that we can have no knowledge of that which does not exist. God has a perfect knowledge of all his works. Human knowledge is very limited and mostly gained by observation and experience. Interesting. Number two, learning, illuminating of mind. Ignorance is the curse of God, knowledge the wing wherewith we fly to heaven. Number three, skill as a knowledge of seamanship. Number four, acquaintance with any fact or person. I have no knowledge of the man or thing. Number five, cognizance, notice, Ruth chapter 2. Information, power of knowing. So it's not synonymous. Information is more than just or knowledge is more than just simply information. And I'm, well, yeah. So those are six definitions out of Webster's 1828. The seventh is, I'll mention it, sexual intercourse, but it is usual to prefix carnal as carnal knowledge. Anyway, this is Webster's 1828, and you can see that just as Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, these definitions are biblically rooted, which is a provocative point. I think I need to say no more. So would that we in America aspired to a knowledge age, that we could be or command a clear and certain perception of that which exists of truth and fact, the perception of the connection and agreement or disagreement and repugnancy of our ideas, as Webster put it, the illuminating of the mind in a good way, not in an esoteric way. Cognizance, notice, power of knowing, those concepts are what should come to mind. So with that, speaking of the same sort of subject matter from the first hour, looking at some of the, you know, what's in the headlines, some curious omissions, and these logical fallacies, straw men and red herrings. It's interesting. Monday, March 13th, was the deadline for the Justice Department to pass information to the House Intelligence Committee to provide evidence of Obama White House wiretapping claims or surveillance claims. That deadline was extended. The House Intelligence Committee granted the Justice Department a deadline extension from March 13th to March 20th, the following Monday, to comply with its request to the Justice Department to provide evidence of surveillance, the Obama White House surveillance claims. The extension gives the Justice Department an extra week, obviously, to provide the House Intelligence Committee with evidence of the Obama White House spying on the 2016 Trump POTUS campaign. So is there evidence? We played the clip of Judge Napolitano earlier this week, I believe, talking about the three intelligence officials confirmed to Fox News that there was evidence of this nature. He referred to GCHQ. The White House has come under tremendous pressure as a result of the implication of British intelligence in accusation of the Obama White House spying, surveilling the Trump campaign. So CNN and other outlets have published the story today. CNN headline, White House apologizes to British government over spying claims. And so that's interesting. White House apologized. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster spoke with British counterpart on Thursday about Press Secretary Sean Spicer's comment from the White House podium about a Fox News report that said British intelligence helped wiretap Trump Tower during the 2016 campaign, a White House official said earlier today. So speaking of that, here is CNN's coverage of that nonsense.
We begin with breaking news on what has now become an international incident over the president's claims on wiretapping. Not only are they without evidence, not only have members of both American political parties said they are not true, but now the United Kingdom, America's closest ally, with whom the U.S. has a special relationship, It just made a special request, a special demand, really. Stop it. They seem bloody upset. This after White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer provided a dramatic reading of claims from a Fox News commentator, not a reporter, claiming that President Obama used British intelligence to spy on Donald Trump.
On Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement, quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What is that? It's the initials for the British Intelligence Spying Agency. So simply by having two people saying to them, President needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump's conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it, and there's no American fingerprints on this.
All right, well, Britain has reacted, putting it mildly, this morning, and we just got word that the U.S. has apologized to U.S. officials.
I have to stress how absolutely rare it is and almost unheard of that they would comment on any sort of allegation. So the fact that they came out and called this ridiculous is an indication of just how strongly they feel. And we've heard from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May's spokesman this morning, and I'll quote you what he has had to say. And again, this is very, very strong language. Here he says, we've made clear to the administration that these claims are ridiculous and they should be ignored. And we have received assurances that these allegations will not be repeated. That's what the spokesman told reporters just an hour or so ago. The British say that they have used both their ambassador in Washington and their national security advisor to contact officials at the White House and to seek assurances that they say they have now got that Sean Spicer won't make these allegations again.
Words have consequences. That's what the White House is learning this morning, particularly when those words are said from the podium here in the White House briefing room. We're told that Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, and H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor, apologized to their British counterparts for what Sean Spicer said yesterday when he cited this comment from a Fox News commentator alleging that GCHQ, the British intelligence service, had wiretapped Trump Tower. And obviously that is not true. We begin with break.
So that's CNN's coverage. And there's more, obviously, lots more where that came from. Speaking of the clip that we played earlier of Brian Ballow talking about the echo chamber, which obviously means to echo and echo and echo. And so there's it, the message gets repeated and repeated and repeated, as Brian Ballow said. So what's interesting, you know, it seems clear as we look closer, speaking of knowledge, information and knowledge, some kind of a confluence, perhaps information in the interest of knowledge, seems pretty clear and self-evident that CNN, among other media outlets, is very settled on the agenda to destabilize the Trump administration, delegitimize, if you will, another buzz term that's been thrown around. But what's interesting in this echo chamber, this obviously just further helps the cause. But what's interesting, you know, the exchange, for example, between Jim Acosta and Sean Spicer yesterday, we won't play it if you haven't heard it. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's rattled around in the echo chamber as well, repeated. Number of outlets reporting that Jim Acosta destroyed Sean Spicer, which is kind of ridiculous. What's interesting is everyone in the destabilize or delegitimize the Trump administration campaign or corner is pointing to House and Senate intelligence officials saying, and intelligence community saying, there's no evidence of to support the claim, but the deadline is next Monday. The deadline was this Monday. And it's been extended to next Monday. So before we rush to judgment, let's wait until the deadline arrives. It's kind of like, you know, your child has homework. The homework's not finished. People are asking about the homework. You know, there's no homework. There's no homework. It's not done yet. And so the deadline arrives, your child asks for an extension and still not done. We have to wait until the deadline arrives or until such time as evidence is provided. It's all very strange. And it seems rather sophomoric, the entire narrative. And there are more provocative things happening beneath the surface. But I think it's interesting that the press plays gotcha on semantics and rhetoric rather than, instead of honoring the spirit of the sentiments expressed by the Trump administration, they want to play gotcha, they want to play gotcha on the words, kind of maybe in the parlance of Romans chapter 7, for instance, when Paul talks about the issue of the letter and the spirit is what I was thinking. They try to play gotcha on the letters instead of honoring the spirit of what's said. Paul in Romans 7:6 says, "Now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit and not in oldness of the letter," which is an interesting concept and obviously much, 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 much deeper and broader than we'll take time to investigate here. But that's what's happening. Mischaracterizing the letter of the remarks, you know, focusing, for example, on the word wiretap, which is utterly absurd. And then, you know, was it Devin Nunes, I think, or Daryl Issa, who said, you know, "I don't think Obama tapped, wiretapped Trump Towers, the phone lines." You know, these kinds of things are absurd. And so it's unfortunate that's happening. But moving on, speaking of in the headlines and curious headline omissions, again, I've mentioned ever since we've been hearing the intelligence community leaks, which I don't think there really is a leak, but I think all of that, again, gets back to what I was talking about earlier. You know, when you hear about reforms and things happening, which we kind of have been hearing about, then you have to wonder if that wasn't surreptitious and pre-planned. But regarding the intelligence community, what are referred to as leaks, so-called leaks, there's still no mention of RJ Hillhouse's Outsourced, published 10 years ago. She is the authority on the subject. Why are none of the press outlets talking about that? They're, you know, the CIA Vault 7 release by WikiLeaks. If people understood that the majority of the intelligence community, the CIA in particular, was outsourced, wouldn't we be extremely alarmed? These are companies that work with other countries, some not favorable, some hostile to our interests. Yet these contractors circulate wherever the companies, private companies, want them to go. And,
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
More to say, we need to look closer and understand what's going on. You know, so many straw men and red herring arguments floating around right out in plain sight, along with this Marxist socialist and cultural Marxist activity that, you know, groups that are paid to protest, folks that are sent in and COINTELPRO fashion to infiltrate groups and, you know, as agents provocateur and so forth. These kinds of things, we just need to get wise in America. This is ridiculous because really, really bad things are happening. If you, if you're interested, I've mentioned South by Southwest, the event that's taking place this week down in Austin. And to me, it's a cleverly disguised way to mask a political agenda in artsy fartsy terms, I would say, or under the guise of art music and culture, but that's just my humble opinion. But if you're interested, I would encourage folks to listen to the interview, Jeremy Scahill. It's titled the podcast, the Intercepted podcast that Jeremy Scahill hosts over at The Intercept is titled Snowden versus Trump. And so Jeremy Scahill interviewed Edward Snowden on Wednesday at South by Southwest down in Austin, and also the Libyan American hip hop artist KM. It's interesting. If you listen to KM's story, one of the stories that Jeremy Scahill relates within the opening moments of the interview, it's pretty shocking and disturbing, quite frankly. What's happening to people? You think it's inconvenient to have your shoes removed, and you know, this kind of humiliation, which is a form of, I would call a mild form of psychological trauma and terror. But it's much worse for some folks. So, you know, maybe we'll play that next week, but I would encourage folks to listen to that. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Mike in Kentucky. Mike, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Through some, you know, I've been on Facebook. I joined after multiple requests, you know, and pressure to join. And I thought, you know what, I'll just go on there and expose what I can expose from the inside. And I started collecting up stuff about it 7 years ago, and I'm seeing some of the stuff pop back up. They provoke you with these, you know, share this memory from 2010. And I mean, I was all over this stuff with the deep state spying network. And I had actually friended Julian Assange. His real profile from him, and I knew it was him from stumbling upon some other folks that were on there that had friended him, and he was in their friends list. And I asked him about this speech that he gave in England, and he immediately unfriended me. But he, for days, I kept getting these notices of where he had accepted my suggestions for friend requests, to, you know, William Rodriguez and Sibel Edmonds and other people in the activist community. It was funny.
Very interesting. I have a thought on that, and I'll share it when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, March 17th, 2017. St. Patrick's Day again. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And on the phones, we have Mike in Kentucky on the line. Mike, you were talking about exposing, you know, the deep state surveillance and spying and so forth. And I mentioned I have a thought on that. I am reminded of Keith Olbermann's efforts, what he calls the resistance, GQ special correspondent these days, which is interesting. And he is just, I would say, unhinged. If you read any of his tweets, for example, or the tweets associated with his account, anyway, I can't say that he did them personally, but
I've given Republic Broadcasting literally thousands of hours overnight, mostly in weekends, with slideshows and screenshots of websites and stuff like that on our local low-power TV station here in Morehead, Kentucky, because, I got kind of fed up with the alternative other network that was formerly associated, I guess, with another big host, we'll say. But they used to send me videos and stuff. We aired those starting in the late 90s. And one of the reasons that, and I already saw, when I saw Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman, Will Smith, I already knew it was going on. Yeah. But it just cemented my fortitude to expose it. And what the, in this journey I've had for 20 years, up to myself, I've proven there has to be a vast network of control to shut down the media talking about this, and to quash any, you know, contacts that I've had with attempts to get, you would think, interested parties like the ACLU or the Electronic Frontier Foundation interested in the evidence and the sources that I've had to come forward on this. And some of them are still, even with all this that's been exposed, there are guys that installed the equipment back in the 1990s that are too scared of being done like Michael Hastings. Even if you offer to protect their identity and put them in the shadows and disguise their voice and even put somebody else in the shadows and disguise their voice, you know, they're too afraid that somebody's going to piece together where the information came from. Well, how do you know that that black box was called that in San Francisco and it's a different name in Chicago, you know?
Well, right.
One of the more absurd things that I heard about them installing was something called a magnetic polarity reverser. But it was an interface box that went into the plain old telephone system that linked to the Bell Labs AnyMini access modules that they put in that linked into the fiber optic networks that they were building way back then. And so that's how you get, you know, from there to now where they're sucking up everything. And I knew about it way back then, but you couldn't get reporters to talk about it. Oh, it's conspiracy theory. And you could have proof of it, and they still
implications are pretty staggering, and they go way up the food chain. Yesterday, the what is it? I guess website, the initiative that Allison Weir spearheads. She's the founder of If Americans Knew.
Yeah.
And their outlet or whatever published or republished, I should say, the Fox News report by Carl Cameron that ran back in 2001, December of 2001.
Yeah.
And it's shocking. There are some folks, anti-war and some other.
I have a history with that. One of the first videos when I set up a YouTube account for the TV station that I uploaded was the report that said this information linking these Israelis to 9/11 classified, an unnamed source that was in that report. It was all over YouTube. 7, 10, 12 accounts had it posted. 3 hours, 4 hours after I post that, it's pulled and my account is flagged. And the other videos are still up. So tell me I'm not a target. I've got screenshots of my videos being loaded with zero view counts.
Right.
We find out just a month or two ago that there's a trick. If you want to lower people's subscriber numbers, subscribe and unsubscribe, and it drops the subscription numbers down by 2 each time you do that. It's built into their subscriber number, so you can go have some friends hijack somebody's subscriber number simply by subscribing and unsubscribing, and it's a glitch in their counter. Now, how long has that existed and they knew about it? Maybe they fixed it now that it got exposed, but you know, there's all kinds of shenanigans like that. I call the internet the constructive fraud that is the internet. But, you know, Echelon was reported on in May of 2001, I think, by the European Union, in a report that was meant to dispel the myth that they were slurping up everything.
Right. Speaking of GCHQ.
Yep. It was. It still is. It was then, and it predates it by years. They were still doing that. Yep. or no. But even the European Union, somehow they got to them and made the commission say, oh, they're not doing it for industrial espionage, but they're doing it just not for industrial espionage. You know, that's, they wanted to assure that the power brokers in the European Union would not be concerned that they were being spied on for losing their industrial secrets. But the rest of us, forget you guys. You know, no individual privacy, that's not important.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I mentioned Carl Cameron's four-part series that Fox News aired that, you know, as you pointed out, got memory hold like post-haste, and it was originally supposed to be a 12-part series from what I understand, but it was just too nuclear, apparently, to have circulating. But, you know, even back then, the capabilities that they talked about in that four-part series were just shocking, overwhelming capabilities.
Every bit the Mossad, Infosys, I'm trying to remember some of the companies that were involved that kept track of 90% of all Americans' telephone billing, who calls who, what phone companies were involved, how long the call was.
Essentially
lasts.
Metadata, yep.
Yeah, I mean, yep. That's just the metadata, but that was all linked right back to the Israelis. I mean,
right.
And,
yep.
You know, everybody knows that.
And a number of those folks, I can't remember how many, I want to say 15 or so, were they were actually Israeli intelligence agents, and they were promptly shipped out of the country. And
it wasn't that prompt. Then there were the five. I think it was about 2 months. It was something like 2 or 3 months before they were extradited back to Israel on a violation of a visa overstay or something to do with their documentation. And then they were on a show that said we were there to document the event or something like that. But nobody's ever, as far as I've found, they didn't really come out openly admitting that they were Israeli intelligence, but they thought they were. You know, they thought they were Israeli intelligence. How do you prove it, you know? There was a whole bunch of art students that had taken over a floor of the World Trade Center, Israeli art students that people tried to connect to them, but I don't think they ever...
Well, that was part of the story, yeah.
Yeah.
There were a number of intelligence agents that were masquerading as art students.
Yeah, but they don't know if they ever proved it. This is what I was getting at. But, you know, it's just kind of odd that, you know, when you have blatant proof that they can't deny it, and they still say, well, you know, we can't help you with this story. There's a large newspaper in Kentucky called a lot of people call it the Herald Liberal, which you would think, you know, their liberal slant would want to blow the whistle during the Bush administration on a massive spying scam, or even during the Obama administration. But they wouldn't do it, even though a woman that was in their circulation department locked up her private personal cell phone that she didn't tell hardly anybody about, locked up my fax line, and I could not hang up on the call and had to unplug my fax and got the number.
Yeah, I think you called in and talked about that on this broadcast before, actually.
Yeah, so but the reporters are like, we can't help you with this story, but it affected your own people. I mean, and how does you're going to have to explain how I got that number. But anyway, that to me is the larger issue, is how do you control all these media people and mind games to get them not to want to report on this until it's blowing up in their faces now and nobody can trust any of these devices. I had my dad ask me, where's the microphone holes? Where's the cameras on this smart Samsung TV you told me not to buy? And I told him not to buy it like 4 years ago. And now he's wanting to know how to plug up the things. You can't get people to listen. And it's just until it's coming out of Fox News idiot box, you know, then they'll listen. Anyway.
Exactly.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call, as always. And, you know, speaking of that and the capabilities, again, I just think it's interesting, that article. Gosh, where was it? And it's where did I see that? One of the best early reportings on it was over at Anti-War. I need to find that. Anyway, I'll dig for that while we're maybe looking around, find it and mention that, because it's worth, I think, mentioning again, because yeah, this stuff, it's not a new discussion. Unfortunately, again, we've just kind of been marinating in this nonsense for quite some time. Anyway, I appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks for calling. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Steve in California. Steve, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. You mentioned earlier on the show, talked about the continuance from the Democrat side saying that the Russians colluded with President Donald Trump to win the election, and the hacking of the DNC was a Russian deal. But, what's interesting is that Feinstein keeps pushing this issue and never showing any proof. None of them have shown any proof because right. It doesn't exist. But what does exist is the possibility and highly probable cause that Seth Rich leaked all this information from the DNC, and he was an insider to the Clinton campaign. So, and he ended up dying very mysteriously, gunned down in front of his home. That is a high probability right there, but nobody even wants to go in that direction at all. Nobody.
Yeah, and you know that we've talked about that. I've talked about that a few times, and that's definitely a major aspect of the story that should be picked up. The fact that John Podesta's brother Tony was essentially working with the Russians. The more we look into this, the more there seems to be Russian collusion that people don't want to talk. There are weird omissions from the headlines. You mentioned one. Speaking of that, we're still not hearing Greg Palast's reporting on the interstate cross-check system. How come no one's talking about that? You know, Donald Trump says millions of millions of voters were scrubbed from the voter rolls through the interstate cross-check system. That's 1.1 million, according to Greg Palast, and he was the one in August who said Donald Trump's going to win. Here's how he's going to do it. 3 days after the election, he says, here's how he did it. The election was stolen. There is the Yahoo news story that, speaking of all of this collusion, and I don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. I just, again, getting back to what I was saying earlier, I just want to know the truth. There's the Yahoo news story behind the hack on Yahoo Russian agents who had been courted by FBI. It's a provocative story that talks about how these FSB agents, a couple of them, Alexei Bilan is the one in particular, supposed to be colluding and conspiring with U.S. intelligence agencies. So, these Russian agents, in similar fashion to what we heard, the reason that I mentioned the Israeli story from 2001 that Fox aired, that four-part series by Carl Cameron, was because it sounds like the same MO. And again, this gets back to what I was saying earlier, these specious narratives where we hear, oh my goodness, we didn't know that was going to happen. And the CIA is notorious for this kind of behavior, creating the, engineering, orchestrating, architecting the problem and the problem makers, spinning it up, turning them loose, and then going, oh my goodness, we never had any idea that was going to happen. And so there are some weird variables in this Russia narrative. The Yahoo hack, Yahoo news story talking about Russian FSB agents who are supposed to be cooperating with the FBI, as the story says, but instead of working with the FBI and CIA to catch hackers, the FSB officers were actually working with hackers themselves, according to the Justice Department charges. In the Yahoo attack, two alleged cyber criminals were also charged as co-conspirators in the plot. One of them, Alexei Bilan, notorious cyber thief, who has been twice indicted in the United States and is on the FBI's cyber most wanted list, received sensitive law enforcement and intelligence information from the FSB that helped him avoid detection by the FBI. and facilitate his theft of proprietary Yahoo data. That's the same narrative as the 2001 story of the Israelis. And so people have been talking about a cyber 911, cyber 911. This is
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March 17, 2017. We're on the phones. We have Steve in California on the line. And Steve, I, you know, just kind of circling back around to everything that I was saying in the first hour and, you know, our staggering level of cognitive dissonance at this rinse and repeat model. I guess we lost Steve again. Thanks for your call, Steve. I appreciate your call and the reminder. I just want to say, I guess, in summary, that, you know, coming full circle from the first hour to this hour, that that 2001 Fox News story that I mentioned, the four-part series that was originally intended to be 12 parts, but was cut short because it was probably nuclear, or I should say cut short probably because it was nuclear, not because it was, too incendiary to be out in the public. So implicating Israeli intelligence agents essentially in the stealing of phone data through various Israeli front companies, I would say, for Israeli intelligence. And that was shocking, but the implications were that Israeli intelligence knew about the events of September 11th in advance, but didn't necessarily provide that information, certainly not in a timely manner, to in an effort to prevent what eventually obviously happened. So in this case, what seems to be shaping up, especially if you look at the Yahoo News story titled "Behind the Hack on Yahoo, Russian Agents Who Had Been Courted by FBI." Think about the headline. And this is Yahoo News talking about the hacking of its own organization. So I want to give you a little bit of the clip of the Trump administration press briefing on that real quick.
We're here to announce a major law enforcement action related to one of the largest data breaches in U.S. history. Today, we are announcing the indictment of four individuals responsible for the 2014 hack into the network of email provider Yahoo, the theft of information about at least 500 million Yahoo accounts, and the use of that information to obtain the contents of accounts at Yahoo and other email providers.
Now, if you're familiar with the story that I mentioned, Carl Cameron's four-part series, and you can find it, I wish I could give you a link to it, anti-war, Carl Cameron, you know, that might be enough. You do a search, Cameron, Fox News. Back in 2001, I think that's it. Yeah, by Justin Raimondo. Now you see it, now you don't. That was the piece. It's the same scenario. People have been talking about a cyber 911 for a while, and what is happening with this now Russia hacking Yahoo story reminds one of that. A couple of key excerpts. The FSB-sponsored cyber attack, which lasted from 2014 to last September, think about that, was described by government officials today as one of the largest data breaches in history. Anyway, we're out of time. That'll do it for today. I hope you have a great St. Paddy's Day, a great safe weekend. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.